This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The last time this many members of the Alaska National Guard deployed, FDR was the president, and the enemies included Germany and Japan. About 600 Alaska Army National Guard troops leave this month for Iraq. In rural Alaska, families are adjusting to the idea of living without central family figures, as well as subsistence providers in areas where many people make their living by hunting. From member station KDLG, Jody Seitz reports.
Strips of caribou and moose hang under the eave of Marie Paul's house in the southwestern Alaska village of Togiak, gently swaying in the wind and rain. A bucket of herring sits by the front door.
Hi, Marie.
Inside, she's cooking up the first king salmon of the season.
Our son was out fishing and they came back with fresh king salmon and halibut.
This Yupik Eskimo community is in Bristol Bay, home to the largest runs of wild salmon in the world. But salmon prices are low. Fuel prices are high, and jobs are scarce. The Guard is a popular option and a tradition in many families.
Hello.
Hi, Aina.
Like her friend, Aina Togiaks.
You want a fish?
Over the chatter of the local VHF radio, Aina tells us her husband just retired from the Guard and her oldest son joined up last fall. For the last 50 years, the Alaskan Guard served only in Alaska. She didn't know they're now being trained for combat overseas when she suggested he join so he could eventually go to college. Larry's only 20 years old and a new dad. Now he's one of 600 soldiers headed to Iraq this month. Ina's not happy about it.
I think it's my fault.
Why?
Because there's no jobs here and I wanted him to get a job.
In new housing uphill from the weather-beaten houses of the main village along the shore, Ina's neighbor, Dan Naniluk, is also getting ready to ship out. He's served 22 years and is on the verge of retirement. Usually, he and his kids go hunting and fishing throughout the year to provide food for his family and in-laws. This will be the longest he's ever been away, and another lost commercial fishing season with his kids.
That's the part I'm going to be missed besides, number one, my family. Is going to be hard for me.
His wife, Anisha, is wondering how she'll manage four teenagers without him. In losing her husband, she's counting on help from her sisters and her parents.
It's something to do with what the family has. And if it's taken out, it's not there anymore, then you have to live with what you have right there, I guess.
Officials with the Army National Guard know the price soldiers pay for being distracted by problems at home. In Anchorage, Family Program Director Jan Meyer says that's why they conduct family trainings, to help them adjust and build support networks. They follow up throughout the year.
Once a month at least, we're calling them and making sure everything's still good. Is there anything we can do to help out? Or are you getting time alone without the kids? Are people there to help you with your fuel? Did we get all the fish in the refrigerator? Things like that.
A half hour east of Togiak as the crow flies in the regional hub of Dillingham, Marianne Capata cuts up frozen caribou.
You're going to make dry meat or what?
No, soup.
Her husband, Wayne, researches laptop computers so he can send email from Iraq. He's already bought a new cell phone.
If you don't have any communication, then, you know, complications could either happen on both ways. So the wife start to worry, the husband start to worry, you know.
He says there's still a lot to do to get ready. The family will get a big financial boost from his deployment, including free housing. They've set up a joint checking account and arranged for fuel delivery and for childcare with relatives. Marianne says they'll also be putting up a lot of wild food for the winter before he leaves.
We're supposed to be heading upriver sometime next week and then hopefully freeze some kings because my dad and them have a net, so they'll help with fishing, putting them away with strips for the year. So that should be fun.
Soldiers will be departing for Iraq from some three dozen communities this week. For NPR News, I'm Jody Seitz in Dillingham.